The British declared war in January, just after my boss's 20th birthday. Of course, 99% of America just kept going to work and doing laundry and wishing creative deaths on their noisiest neighbors because it was the Arcadia Project that was at war, and we'd done a damn good job of remaining invisible. That's the first line from Imposter Syndrome by Michelle Baker. I'm Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read. How do you review the third book in a series? It is a good question. I'm not sure I've got a great answer. Imposter Syndrome is book three of the Arcadia Project, a series begun with Borderline and continued with Phantom Pains. And they tell the story of a world where where fairies are real, where magic is real. And the Arcadia Project is the liaison slash law enforcement agency that connects our world to the fairy realm. Now, the books start with Borderline, where we meet Millie, who is our protagonist. She is an amazing damaged character. She had a failed suicide attempt that has left her a multiple amputee. She's got two different prosthetic legs. She's got borderline personality disorder, hence the name of the book. And she's got a new job. And with her, we discover about the rules of this world where the fairy realm comes into contact with Hollywood. It's a great book. You should definitely read Borderline. It was one of my favorite discoveries of a couple of years ago. Imposter Syndrome is interesting because while the first two books could be interpreted as being this sort of, I keep calling it fairy noir kind of mystery, I feel like Millie is very much like a noir detective, broken and yet determined to get to the bottom of the mystery no matter the cost. Book three is not like that. And I don't think that that's bad. I will say I would love to read more books in this world by Michelle Baker where Millie does have to kind of solve magical crimes because it's so much fun. But what book three is the culmination of the storyline that's been going on from book one through book two, involving real fundamental questions being asked about the whole premise of the fairy world that she introduces us to into book one. And I don't know whether Michelle Baker thought all along about whether some of the world building she did in book one implied more complication and perhaps more sinister ramifications than she initially planned and somebody pointed it out to her later, or whether she is that brilliant and planned it all along. I'd believe either one. Either way, it is really remarkable because in book two, you get a sense that things are much more messed up than you really anticipated in book one. And book three is about the entire structure and relationship of power in the fairy world, in our world, in the rules of magic as we've learned them. Kind of, it all comes to a head, it all kind of unravels and might get rebuilt or might not. My warning to people who, first off, if you haven't read the other books, you got to read those first. This book will make no sense unless you read Borderline and Phantom Pains first. They don't stand alone at all. If you have read Borderline and Phantom Pains, and it's been a while, I highly recommend you go back and read those again, or at the very least, skim through them and remind yourself what's going on. Because if I have a criticism of Imposter Syndrome, it is that it drops you down right where you were left off the last book, with incredible levels of detail about who characters are, where they belong, what happened to them, whose side they're on. And as somebody who waited a year between reading these two books, I was really confused. And I read and loved those first two books. I still really struggled in the first 100 pages of Imposter Syndrome with trying to get back up to speed. So don't be like me. Revisit the last books. They're great books too. At the very least, skim them. Remind yourself what's going on before you dive into Imposter Syndrome. In the end, I liked it. As I said, I'm a little disappointed that we haven't gotten more of Millie sort of just dealing with standalone cases, because I really think she is a great noir detective. I like how she observes the world while also recognizing just all the ways that she is personally messed up and trying to become a better person. There's some beautiful stuff in here. It's such a great character. She struggles. You root for her. She makes mistakes. Human emotion is not discounted. In fact, when you've got fairies running around, human emotion is a different kind of emotion than other kinds of emotion. It's very interesting. But it is a book that is more broad in scope than I anticipated, more like a really epic kind of supernatural fantasy, if that's a thing, than I was expecting. And it is kind of fun after 2.5 books to reach the end of book 3 and realize that the author has basically interrogated her own world building and asked if this world that she's constructed is good or evil and should be allowed to continue. And I felt a lot of that throughout book 3 from Michelle Baker. So can't recommend this series highly enough. But if you haven't read books in this series in a while, recap. Little bit of a recap, refresh your memory before diving into Imposter Syndrome, because it expects you to know exactly what went on in the two previous books. It's kind of unforgiving that way. I'm Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read.